Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So polio is supposed to be, for the most part, eradicated. Polio. We haven't had to worry, especially in our country, about kissing our kids to sleep, kissing our kids, tucking them in, saying, I love you, see you tomorrow, and having them wake up paralyzed because they got an adenovirus or an enterovirus that ended up causing them to not be able to walk or function, sometimes even breathe. So we haven't had the nightmares that parents dealt with for polio for years. In fact, polio, I believe, was eradicated almost globally except for Afghanistan and Pakistan, which made us a little concerned when we were going to start taking Afghanistan refugees, if that could possibly alter our whole polio landscape. If some strains get brought in, people who are immune to one strain maybe not immune to another strain that could be circulating in that sort of population, made us a little nervous, but so far so good. Well, now UK health authorities have declared an actual incident emergency because they are investigating a rare poliovirus outbreak in sewage samples in London. UK health authorities said they are urgently investigating a rare poliovirus discovery in sewage samples in London, potentially putting Britain's polio-free status at risk for the first time in almost 20 years. A number of waste samples from the Beckton Sewage Treatment Works in Newham, East London, tested positive for vaccine-derived poliovirus between February and May. The virus has since continued to evolve and is now classified as a, quote, vaccine-derived poliovirus type 2. They are looking to establish if any community transmission is occurring. The agency has now declared a national incident and informed the World Health Organization of the situation. They say, we are urgently investigating to better understand the extent of this transmission, and the NHS has been asked to swiftly report any suspected cases to the UK HSA, although no cases have been reported or confirmed so far. Well, good job for them to find it. Polio is a rare virus. It could cause very serious illness, such as paralysis, especially in people who are not vaccinated. The disease was previously common in the UK. In the 1950s, they were declared polio. It was common in the 1950s, but then after vaccination, the country was declared polio-free by 2003. Now, the risk to the general public in the UK and to the US, very low, but they urge parents to ensure that their children have been fully immunized against the disease. Most kids in the UK, as well as the US, receive inactivated polio vaccine, usually about 3 shots given before the age of 1, and then another shot at age 3, and then again at 14. In the UK. So with us, we have the 2, 4, 6. And then I believe we have a year. And then I think at the 4-year mark. And then I have to double check if we're also adding an additional booster now. But I don't believe, I have to double check that. So we give a lot of the vaccine. We do not do the oral anymore. We used to do the oral. It was grape flavored. It was very tasty. It was an oral vaccine. But the problem is it was a live attenuated instead of an inactivated. The inactivated is a killed form of the virus that we give as a shot, but the oral was live attenuated, meaning it was a weakened form, and there were some grandparents who would change their baby's diapers or change the grandbaby's diapers and then get exposed. So they had to do away with the oral. It was just too dangerous, even in weakened form. Now, according to Britain's sewage system numbers, they say each year it is usual for 1 to 3 vaccine-like polioviruses to be detected. Now, that, you know, a vaccine-like to me doesn't mean the inactivated killed form. That means the live oral. So what that means is even if the UK are doing the shot forms and not the live oral, the live oral polio vaccine is done in other countries. So it could be somebody traveled to the UK, went potty, and had the oral poliovirus in their feces. So it could be just that, which is not that shocking. So in the United States, in the late 1940s, polio outbreaks were sadly very common. It disabled 35,000 people a year. Parents were frightened to let their kids go outside, especially in the summer when the virus would peak. Travel would be affected. There would be quarantines. When there were polio cases, people would stay home. It was scary. But then the polio vaccine came out. And since 1979, no cases of polio have originated in the United States, according to the CDC. The virus has been brought into the country by travelers with polio. Last time this happened was 1993. So if you didn't have the polio vaccine, or if you got the live attenuated, they might be able to pick it up. But we've been pretty polio-free since the 90s. And I think even for us, by the early 2000s, we were told it was completely eradicated. But globally, we're being told Afghanistan and Pakistan are two countries where the disease is still classified as endemic. Sabin developed the orally administered vaccine. It was one of the first of its kind, and it was life-changing. Salk announced the successful results of their large-scale first polio vaccine. 57, a mass immunization campaign, reduced the infection rate by 90%. Sabin developed the oral one 4 years after Salk did. There were only 161 recorded cases of polio in the United States compared to the 20,000 paralytic cases in 1952. They say by the 70s, late 70s, we were declared free. So, based on numbers and different reports, we did a damn good job. So we definitely don't want to get this back. So we'll see what happens, and I'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen. kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I support some of these GoFundMe campaigns to raise money for families. When I think the cause is huge, I will recommend them. And one GoFundMe campaign that I didn't hear a lot about until recently had to do with a child who mom said was bullied. And actually, the GoFundMe page appears to be set up by a sibling. And the GoFundMe page says, "Justice for Dominique." And then in caps, it says, "Stop bullying." And it's a heartbreaking image of a little boy whose face is all swollen from burns. And it says here, my little brother Dom has been bullied for a while by the neighbors, and it escalated to a deadly intent. Dominique, my six-year-old brother, could have died. The kid covered a ball in gasoline, lit it on fire, and threw it at him, all in the matter of seconds. Dom has second degree and third degree burns on his face and leg. He's going to be scarred for life mentally and physically. So the sibling said, we are looking for help for a new home because this is not safe here. This bully has gotten away with too much and has a history of bullying. The mother thinks he's innocent. The family thinks it's a joke. Even though Dominic can't talk because he's in a lot of pain and all swollen, he said to my mom, please don't take me back there. Anything helps, even a share. Thank you all for your support. I'm sure Dominique appreciates it. This is extremely unfair and shouldn't have happened to any child. We need justice for our little Dominique. Justice for Dominique. Stay strong, Dom. Prayers for Dom. And this was organized by Kayla Deegan. They made a Facebook post. The kid is an adorable kid. And you see this and you're like, oh my God, who bullied him? Well, then a video came out. And this video showed was a bunch of kids playing around with the ball. The ball accidentally hit the boy in the face. An adult immediately tried to, I guess, address it. And now the video contradicts the family's claims. And the mother of the Connecticut kid that was accused of doing this is ticked. Laura Giacobbe said in an interview with the New York Post that she has called on cops to arrest Dominique Crankcall's mom. Crankcall is not a pun. For allegedly lying about the April incident and putting her son, who was wrongly accused, through hell. She says her child got to go to Yankee Stadium while my child sat inside in fear because of all the statements made against him. I want her to get arrested because I don't think it's fair. It's defamation of character. She slandered my family. She put my son through hell. She put me in hell. I want her arrested for false statements. Now, the Crankle family had claimed that Dominique suffered the burns after being targeted by an 8-year-old bully while playing in his backyard in Bridgeport on April 24th. A video released by the Giacobbe family shows four children, including Dominique, lighting fires and kicking a flaming soccer ball in the backyard together. That's ridiculous. These kids, who told these kids that was a good idea? Nothing in the video shows that the other boys were targeting Dominique. Dominique caught fire after either kicking or stepping on a plastic cup filled with gasoline that was in flames. The incident had sparked outrage in the community, and the amount raised is thus far $596,210, raised by somebody's the sibling of Dom, who says they need to move because of the bullying. And so Bridgeport mayor, first responders, dozens of community members hosted a parade outside the hospital where Dominique was recovering. This online fundraiser now has almost reached $600,000. In fact, I think I saw an article where even the fire department donated money to the kid. And again, this isn't the kids, the poor kid. But did the mom lie about the bullying? Now, again, I like to be devil's advocate. So if I was inside the house and there were older kids playing with my baby, and my baby is covered in flames, I would be ticked. I would probably wonder if something sinister happened. You know, hold the ball for us. You're the youngest. But if it was an accident, and accidents happen, I would never to go to that step and accuse. Now, I get it. You know, maybe the kid thought they were going to get a whooping and said, he made me do it. He made me do it. But you investigate first. You know, this wasn't a GoFundMe saying my kids suffered burns from playing with other kids. It's saying justice for Dominique, stop bullying. So this was an outright accusation that the kid was bullied, and that's why this happened. Gia and Kobe said Dominique's mom, Maria Rua, her former neighbor, was supposed to be watching the kids, including her son Stefano and Lorenzo, on the day of the incident. She said, I saw Maria by the sink wiping the child's face with a wash rag and seeing the skin come off his face because she was wiping it. I was screaming to her that he needed to get into a tub because his leg was on fire and she wasn't aware of that. Jacoby said of the moment she arrived back at the house after running errands. At the same time, she was making a phone call to the police department saying that the 8-year-old boy downstairs took gasoline, poured it on my child, and lit him on fire. Those were her exact words. The crank call said Jacoby's son Stefano doused a ball of gasoline, lit it on fire, and then threw it at Dominique's face in a vicious act of bullying. So then the town and the police investigated, but Jacoby claimed Rua's story is nothing about fiction. There's nothing but fiction, since the surveillance footage shows the kids were playing peacefully all day long and proves it was a horrible accident and not a deliberate attack. They were playing, riding bikes. There was no bullying. My child Stefano Jacoby's not a bully. So you saw the kids starting to play with the gasoline. One of them lit a soccer ball on fire. And where did they get the gasoline? This is horrible. One of them lit the soccer ball on fire. Dominique is seen kicking the ball and then wiping the gasoline on his clothing. He then stomped on a cup of glass. The gas went up his leg and traveled to his face because the vapors were on his face. The 11-year-old rushed to help prevent the burns from getting worse. Took his bare hand, smacked the fire out of the face. Oh, this was an 11-year-old kid who was trying to address it. So this is horrible. So first, nobody should have been playing with fire. Nobody should have been playing with gas. And that's not what you do with a soccer ball. Number two is you have a kid now that has multiple burns, traumatized for life. But then on top of that, you have false accusation, allegedly now. You have people who donated because they think the kid was bullied. And I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would keep their donations because they're like, look, this kid is hurt. But in it, it's because they want to buy a new home. Well, that's a problem. Should the mom be arrested? Well, if it was a false... Now, I get it. Calling the police, going, this happened. I this is what I heard happened. And then you could retract the statement. But if they double down, and they are still saying that this was a vicious attack, that could ruin the other kids' reputation, ruin their life as well. So, I've seen, and again, I'm not accusing the mom of this, but there has been multiple cases of alleged, you know, false pretenses for fundraisers, things being twisted to make a story, try to get the, because trust me, when a GoFundMe account goes viral, I mean, it makes bucks. Look at how that one gentleman that accidentally put the decimal in the wrong place, and the gas station sold 69 cent gas, and then the family decided to raise money for to pay back the gas station. Pretty cool. Nice thing to do. I talked about it on my show. I wrote an article. Went viral. They got a lot of money to pay off the gas station. And then they're also going to raise money until the gentleman gets a job, and if he gets a job, they're going to stop collecting money. But they've been very honest and open about everything. But there's been people, you know, pretending to have cancer, pretending to have something else befall them. They rack up a whole bunch of money. And you know, this. Luckily, there was surveillance footage. Luckily, there was a camera that caught all that. And it's, again, just a reminder, kids should not be playing with fire. They should not be playing with gasoline, especially with how much gasoline costs. I don't know where these kids got it. Who thought that was a good idea? And I get it. It could have been an older boy going, let's do this. And the younger kids are like, yeah, that sounds fun. Sadly, accidents happen. But you can't accuse somebody of purposely doing it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters are predicting dangerous heat from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast this week. Summer is kicking off with a heat dome spreading hot air from Michigan to the south, sending temperatures soaring into the upper 90s. Humidity pouring in from the south will make it feel even hotter without much cooling overnight. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Testifying before the Senate, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause an economic downturn. Paul also responds to concerns that higher interest rates could hurt the labor market.
We are strongly, strongly committed to restoring price stability. We do understand that it is the thing that we need so that we can get back to the kind of labor market that we all want.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. A senior administration official telling reporters a gas tax suspension alone won't fix the problem we face, but will provide families a little breathing room as the administration keeps working to bring down gas prices for the long haul. Lawmakers in both parties say they aren't really certain this would make much of a dent. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is skeptical.
Unfortunately, the way that gas is ticking up every single week, that reduction in price is eliminated in about 12 days. So the truth is that what we need is to restart the conversation about the Keystone XL pipeline.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is testifying before the House Oversight Committee regarding the workplace environment of the Washington Commanders. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Alright guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one thing that has kind of been out of the news and under the radar over the last couple years has been cigarettes and vape pens, vape cartridges. COVID really caused a huge distraction, caused the eye of Mordor to shift. So tobacco companies and vaping companies got to have a little bit of a breather until now. The White House on Tuesday has unveiled plans which would dramatically reduce cancer deaths, which is a goal of President Joe Biden, but is going to face opposition by the tobacco industry as they want to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes and have it reduced to minimal or non-addictive levels. Smoking still remains the U.S. leading cause of death. Causes heart disease, stroke, lung cancer. It accounts for 480,000 deaths every year, according to the CDC. And they say nicotine is still very highly addictive and ubiquitous in these products. In a statement, the U.S. FDA said that plans for a proposed product standard would establish a maximum nicotine level in cigarettes and finish some other tobacco products. According to FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf, making cigarettes and other combusted tobacco products minimally addictive or non-addictive would help save lives. Dr. Califf added that lowering nicotine levels may decrease the likelihood that young people become addicted to cigarettes and help current smokers quit. They say in 2020, an estimated 30.8 million adults in the U.S. smoke cigarettes. The U.S. Surgeon General estimates that 87% of adult smokers begin by the time they turn 18. The initiative comes, according to BBC News, after the Biden administration in February set goals reducing the cancer death rate by at least 50% over the next 25 years. This is as part of his cancer moonshot campaign. Experts say it could take at least a year for the FDA, who regulates cigarettes, to issue a proposed rule. It would then be delayed by opposition, and the tobacco industry is going to be ticked, and they're going to try and fight it. So I told you guys, my problem with cigarettes and vape pens was twofold. One is the chemicals within the tobacco, but the other was the nicotine. I told you that when I was in medical school, we had learned that nicotine was carcinogenic because it indirectly paralyzed the cilia of your respiratory tree. And the cilia is a brush border. So when things start to come into the lungs, it's supposed to be able to brush it out. So the push to just limit tobacco was only one-pronged if you had nicotine products out there. And there's still a lot we don't know about these vape products. I'm not a fan of vape products. I never have been. I've never tried any. I've really wanted to try the Jolly Rancher and the watermelon flavor and all that, but I haven't. And the reason is I just don't want to become addicted. I mean, look at me with chocolate. I cannot go, you know, past anything that has chocolate without sticking my finger in it or trying to eat it. Or I just, when I see chocolate, I'm like, ugh. And I just don't want to do that with nicotine. And so I do believe nicotine can harm people. I believe it could race the heart, cause, you know, you'd become, you know, addicted to it. The only issue, though, I have is many people get through life with their nicotine habit. And to prevent the access when that's what gets them through a tour in Afghanistan or gets them through a tour in Iraq or gets them through some of the stress they have or getting off other drugs. The problem I have had with government in the name of public health is when you have somebody who became addicted when they were in the Vietnam War, Persian Gulf War, and then all of a sudden you tax them more than somebody else, that's discrimination. Or you force them to be in a room. It's interesting. I don't know if they still have this at the airport. I think now it's all non-smoking. But a few years back, there was this glass room. It was just all smoke. You could barely see people's feet. And that was the smoking section. And I had a patient who was working the casino in that section. It's maybe a 16 by 16 foot room with a few games in there, slot machines, all full of smoke. And my patient's like, I can't breathe. They had me working the smoking section. So I had to write a note to get her out of that. I mean, that's not healthy for people. I mean, people might smoke, but it doesn't mean they want to be among 20 other people in a room that, to me, is anti-fire hazard. Well, I think they got rid of that. But, you know, forcing somebody to be segregated into a room because they have a addiction to cigarettes, I think is also unconstitutional. Now, I'm not a fan of people smoking. I'm not a fan of the public health crisis it causes. I'm not a fan of people exposing others. But, you know, if they are going to reduce nicotine in cigarettes, they better have a plan for people that are nicotine dependent. Because if they don't, that could force people to go into other sorts of drugs. When you are addicted to nicotine, it is not that easy to quit. That's why we spend billions of dollars on anti-smoking campaigns and nicotine replacement therapy and things like that, so we can help people. But you better have a plan. Just like when you started to restrict doctors from writing narcotics, did you have a plan for people in pain? No. So now they're getting illegal fentanyl. You better have a plan for this. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, you better have a plan for what's going to happen if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Apparently, there is a militant abortions right organization called Jane's Revenge, and they are appearing to call for a night of rage, according to The Independent. They want a night of rage if the nation's capital, in the nation's capital, should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. I don't understand why. Why is violence necessary? And Ted Cruz has warned that there's going to be violence from the far left if Roe v. Wade is overturned. While speaking on Newsmax, he said that, quote unquote, the left will lose their minds. Video clip shows that he is concerned that they aren't addressing Brett Kavanaugh's, the threats against Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They're not addressing people picketing the homes and trying to scare the justices one way or the other. So that to me means I think the justices are going to now double down. I knew that was a bad move because the justices do not want to look like, again, they don't, this idea of we aren't going to give in to terrorism. You know, if you look like you gave in, then any time there's something controversial, there could be this escalation. And Justice Alito's draft was all about how the feds should be out of this. The feds should not be involved in a woman's choice. They should be between a woman and her doctor or the woman and the state and let the people vote. But it should not be something that the feds are involved with. And I think they might double down on that as a result of people threatening violence. The feds don't want to be involved. And so right now, Roe v. Wade puts the feds involved, saying the feds are protecting this right and allowing women to do it no matter where they are in the United States. But as you can see, states are deciding, well, 15 weeks, we're not going to allow it, or 23 weeks, or after 12 weeks. So the states are still choosing, but we don't want our tax dollars going to this. We don't want second trimester abortions. We don't want this. And so Roe v. Wade might be overturned based on a ruling that a state didn't want, wanted to ban abortions after 15 weeks. And the feds might say, look, we're out. We don't get involved in this. And that would essentially make Roe v. Wade null. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, tragically, a powerful earthquake struck a rugged, mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan early this morning, flattening stone and mud brick homes, killing at least 1,000 people. This is one of the country's deadliest quakes in over two decades. This is according to AP News. An estimated 1,500 others were reported injured. Officials say the death toll could rise. This disaster was a 6.1 magnitude quake, and it is going to now be a major test for the new Taliban government. They took over when the U.S. and NATO allies withdrew chaotically. last year. And it is a it's a horrible humanitarian crisis right now. We are being told that Taliban Supreme Leader Hibatullah Akhundzada pleaded with the international community and humanitarian organizations to help the Afghan people affected by this great tragedy and to spare no effort to help the affected people. They say residents in the remote area near the Pakistan border search for victims dead or alive. They were using their bare hands to dig through rubble. At least 2,000 homes have been destroyed in the region, where on average every home has 7 or 8 people living in it. The full extent of the destruction amongst the villages tucked in the mountains. It's very hard to get that information, especially since we don't have simple, easy access in terms of media. Also, it's going to be very frustrating to make sure that the aid goes exactly to people. One issue that had sadly befallen the Afghan people is much of the wealth went to the Taliban. So food, water for the Taliban to do a job and to gain notoriety and you know, being or gain, you know, some prestige in being able to help out. They got to do this right. So coming up next is an interview that I have with Verizon Senior Vice President to talk about how Verizon, you know, works through these calamities and how, you know, they when it's a calamity such as this, how they could still function. So this is a pre-tape interview I did, and I welcome you guys to listen to it right now.
So as we've discussed, we are in for a very busy hurricane season. In fact, they're watching another Pacific tropical storm that might be turning into a named storm today. And, you know, sadly, there's never enough time to prepare. So joining us next is Gina Wilborn, Verizon Senior Vice President of Global Network Operation and Assurance, to talk to us about how to prepare and some tips. Gina, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Wow. So, I mean, you guys have your hands full with Verizon and everything you've been able to do to still keep communications on target throughout these, you know, natural disasters. Talk to us about how challenging your work is.
Yeah, I mean, look, we plan and build for this, right? And so as weather challenges evolve, we have to evolve with it. So you said it, like the extreme weather events is increasing, and it does wreak havoc on our societies. And so being prepared for it becomes super critical. So that's why we're 24/7, we 365 days. And this is really to ensure not just our customers, but our first responders have reliable communications when those services are needed most.
It's life-saving, you know, between the 5G, 4G networks. I mean, you have a whole grid across cities, countries, and I you know, for those of us that kind of understand, you know, conduits and, you know, a disruption could be devastating for multiple cities. You must have, like, millions of checks and balances, and it blows my mind what you guys are able to do. And I think I think you're underappreciated, so we appreciate everything you do.
I appreciate that. And look, when it's a crisis situation, communication is critical, and the reliability of our network is critical. We get it. We understand that. And that's why we invest in our network, and we add capacity and coverage so that our customers and our first responders are prepared and can communicate. And we have a fleet of portable assets as well. Like, we have fixed assets, thousands and thousands of them, but we also have portable assets that are fully functional and generator powered, right? And these assets are placed in position throughout the country for extra coverage and capacity, right? And so that's what I mean when I say, look, we plan and we build for, you know, extreme weather, wildfires, blizzards, hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, flooding, you name it. Like, we're taking all of that into consideration regardless of where you are in the country.
We really appreciate you. We're speaking to Gina Wilborn, Verizon Senior Vice President of Global Network Operation and Assurance. So business owners, consumers, I think they take a lot of things for granted. You know, what are some tips you recommend people do as we're starting to prepare for a rough summer ahead?
Very good question. Look, keep your devices dry. I know many phones today are water resistant, but ensure that your phones, your tablets, your batteries, your chargers remain dry and accessible. Like, use plastic zipper storage bags. That will help. Also, look, during times like a disaster, your mobile phones are your friend. So portable battery packs, they're going to be a game changer. So super important to keep your devices fully charged. Make a checklist of, you know, it's like a ready checklist is what I call it, for power outages and making sure that, you know, all of the things you must do so that you're not panicking, you know, when you're in the crisis. And then most importantly, I would say download the free weather apps. Right? They're free. You download them on the phone. And look, they tell you everything that's going on and gives you a lot of information that you're going to need to make decisions. Right? So those are the tips that I would share.
It's so true. And, you know, we have all our emergency phone numbers. I mean, everything is on our phone. Most of us, you know, the old days, we had to memorize everyone's phone number. And now if our phone goes out, we're vulnerable. And then that does add to the panic. So absolutely. And that rice trick, I don't think works where you could stick your phone in a thing of rice. I've tried that before. It doesn't seem to work very well.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think that, you know, look, we have a lot of helpful tips, you know, on our website. And look, go there. You could print it out and just keep it handy so that, you know, when a situation comes, you have it right there. You know, upload to the cloud. Like, I know some people may not know how to do that. Get someone to help. But like, you want to make sure you retain all of that important information, to your point, the emergency numbers, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've seen it all, and you've heard some pretty sad cases where there were people's, you know, lives kind of in jeopardy, and then, you know, thanks to their cell phone. Can you share some of that with us?
I mean, you know, there are so many things that happen across the country where, you know, people had to evacuate, and, you know, they were it was a crisis, and they were in a time of need. And, you know, if it wasn't for them being able to connect with 911 or a loved one or something tragic could have happened. And so we hear these stories all the time, but I will tell you that our team on the ground, they are experts, and they are empowered to make decisions and to ensure that the customers, the communities, the first responders stay connected. We understand the importance of that, and we show up every single time.
Absolutely. Yes, you do. How can my listeners find out more information?
So Verizon.com is a good source of information, a lot of helpful tips to just help them through any type of natural disaster.
Well, Gina, we really appreciate you and your team. You know, God bless you guys. We can't wait to have you back. And I know you got your hands full. So thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.